All right. The light is red. Does that mean the battery's all right? All right, good. Well, what a privilege to be with you guys today. It's maybe not under the circumstances always that we look for. I got a call on Thursday night, I think it was, about dear Bill Spangler, who had a heart attack, and I wasn't quite preparing for a weekend walk through the Bible seminar, but here we are. It's God's Word. You know, what I have a habit of doing when I get to church is I ask this first question I want to challenge you guys with, and I, have you prayed for your pastors lately? Have you, the leadership team and your pastors, I really encourage churches. You know, they seem, I've met just shortly, but they seem like pretty positive people, but I still think they need your prayers. So, so do that. When God brings them to your mind, please pray for them. So, walk through the Bible, literally. We're going to set this congregation, this building here as a map, and we're going to walk you through some places. We're going to talk about some people, and you're going to do something that you see. Now, kids, I'm sure you've seen your parents, your dad on the phone talking to someone, and they can't see him, but he's using his hands to talk to the person, and you're wondering, they don't know what you're doing, right? And parents, you've seen your kids the same way, right? They're explaining stuff, and they're all over the place, so with Walks of the Bible, the beauty of learning some of this stuff, I'm going to teach you to use your hands. And you're going to walk through the Bible, and maybe later on you'll remember some of the stuff that we go through. You know, when, let's make sure my remote works. There we go. Good. You know, when you do a puzzle, you, I don't know, what's your first step? You put the outside edges kind of in place, give you kind of a border. Or if you're in our house, my kids and I, we're a little bit more devious than that. We want to be the one to put the last piece in, so sometimes a puzzle piece might end up in our pocket. I know you don't do that, right? But you know, the Bible is kind of sometimes puzzling. I'm sure you have great pastors here, and you have shared some great sermons about Abraham and maybe Gideon and Samuel, and you've really taken great lessons from them, but I want to try and tie together a storyline for you so you can see how they go together. And this is not an in-depth study of, if you have a favorite character that we may not cover, I'm sorry. I think I have 4.5 hours, or not even, so I don't think I can cover it. So like if you're Elijah and Elisha, great characters, you have to go home and read them, right? All right, so you do that. So we're going to start. So let's see, let me just jump ahead here to the, there's slides for every book of the Bible that I have in the Old Testament, and the slide itself will have the theme of the book, and sometimes there's kind of there's a theme and then it tells you what the book, now this one's easy, it says Genesis, right? You know what book it is. So the theme of Genesis is in the picture. What do you notice about the N? It's bigger, right? So it's the big N. So it's the beginning. Is that kind of, yeah, see. Okay, so listen, there's some young people here that you're really good at groaning when your dad tells a bad joke. So that's kind of your role here. When you see those puns, you can just like, oh, right? Okay? All right, so Genesis, the big N, the beginning. It's the beginning. That's how things started. What an awesome, awesome story. Like, if you think about husbands, it's your anniversary, and you've forgotten about it, and you need a gift. You, like, can you imagine? You just say, let there be flowers. Honey, here you go. I have not forgotten. Or, you know, let there be chocolates, whatever it is. But, you know, and what about your kids? Like, bike. And there it is. It doesn't work that way. We can't do that. God did. Incredible. He says, let there be light. Boom. Things created. So, here's your first hand sign. Now, don't be afraid. You can join me, all right? So, you're going to put your hands together like this. Okay, and you're going to make a big circle because we're going to say the word creation. So, we're going to go, creation. Right. That's awesome. See, some people are a little bit afraid to do hand signs. I know, because sometimes you'll get creation, right? It's not creation, okay? I mean, he's moving away already, yeah. So, creation, like that. Awesome. So, the nice thing about walks through the Bible is that usually when I teach you a symbol, The very next symbol that comes up comes from where you left off the time before. So you don't have to remember where to go. So let me just get some water down my throat. So we'll go. Creation. Now keep your hands up there. I know this is tough in my home church because the Baptists have their hands in the air. That's like, it's okay though. It's okay. So creation. What happens after the creation? Fall. Fall of man. God created this beautiful world with Adam and Eve. And it wasn't Adam and Steve. It was Adam and Eve. Man and woman, right? Created this beautiful world, sinless, this garden. What do you tell them? Don't eat from the tree in the middle of the garden. And so, what happens? The serpent comes along, tempts Eve. She goes and takes a bite of the fruit. Now, in case you guys have ever read this scripture and thought, yep, it's the woman. It's that she did it. You know, reading your Bibles, listen what happens. She says, she took of the fruit, she ate it, and then it says, and she gave it to Adam who was there with her. Okay, so guys, if you think it was just her fault, you participated. Adam participated. You know, and the Bible tells in the New Testament, Adam knew what he was doing. He knew he was sinning. Isn't that worse? He's sitting by and watching as his wife is disobeying God. He's there, and he sees the fall of man. In this beautiful garden, this life of luxury had come to an end. And they were kicked out of the garden. And what did God put at the foot of the garden? What did he put in the garden to keep them out? You know? An angel with a flaming sword. Good for you. That's right. So, like, guys, would you attempt to go in with an angel and a flaming sword? I don't think so. There's a story in the Old Testament later on that talks about a flaming army or an angel that came and wiped out 10,000 or 100,000 guys in one. Whoosh. Are you going to go near it? I don't think so. Listen, to get the grip of this part of the story, just think about, I think my kids were asking me, so Adam and Eve, later on, they've been kicked out of the garden, and they're walking around, they're looking for a place to have a picnic. Now, I don't know if they did that kind of thing, but they're walking around, and so Cain says, hey, why don't we have one over there? That's a nice garden. And there's the angel sitting in front of them, and they have to see what they have lost. If your sin that you've done and what you've caused you to fall, if you saw that every day, what impact did that have on you? And so they say, you know, son, we can't go there. That's where we failed. That's where, and maybe the husband will, you know, like we're good at blaming our wives. That's where your mom ate us out of house and home. But, no. No. But, so, what's the first sign? What do we got? Say it with me. Creation. Okay, what happened? The fall. The fall of man. And you know, it gets worse. You have the family. It doesn't just stay with four people. It expands. People multiply. There's, I don't know how many millions of people at this point. And it's, the world becomes evil and God sees it. God sees all the evil that is going on. Except for one family. He sees one guy in his family. What was his name? What was the guy that he saw? Noah. That's right. So, he tells Noah to do what? To build an ark, right? So we don't have, like, we're going to go ark. No, we're not going to go ark. No. So we got, say it with me, we got a creation. And then we have the fall. And then we got flood. Okay, you can't just say flood. You have to go flood. There we go. See, then you'll remember it. So flood. Actually, it's going up, so you can go up higher. Flood. Right? There we go. Right? God tells Noah to build an ark. What do you think that would have been like? Can you imagine God comes to you, and it's snowing right now, but at this point, they haven't seen that much rain that would wipe out the earth. It says, Noah, build an ark. And if you read the scripture, it took him almost 100 years to build this thing. This isn't something that he went to Home Depot and ordered a package. Like, do you have an ark package? You know, try it out. What do you have here locally? A Revelstoke or something? I guess they're not. They're gone. Yeah, Mr. Black. Yeah, so go ask them if they have an ARC package. See if they have. Yeah. We're going to build an ARC. And if you can imagine the sheer size of the ARC, I think if you take the length of this church, I think you'd have to take this church probably four times, would probably be the length. Width, I think you'd have to have at least three of these side by side. Like just the sheer size in your head of what Noah's having to build this before. He doesn't have a blueprint in front of him. He doesn't have a computer screen. Well, Lord, let me just walk around. And it doesn't work that way. By faith, Hebrews tells us, Noah believed. I can't. God says to me today, there's going to be a flood, Gerald. I want you to build an ark. I don't know what my faith is like. Would I do that? God tells you something outrageous. Maybe it's not an ark for you. Maybe God's asking you to do something. And you're, where's my faith? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to build an ark? So, he builds the ark, brings all the animals in. That would have been quite a feat. I always think about all the, what's the old song? I don't know if you ever sing, the Lord, you know, told Noah to build him an arky, arky. You know that song, right? And it's like, spend a night in with Noah. And then what's the other one? Isn't that same song where he talks, spend a night with Noah in the zoo? Sorry, it's like, I wonder how it felt. You know that one? Wonder how it felt to spend a night with Noah in the zoo? Wonder how it felt to sleep beside a smelly kangaroo? Now, if you grow up on the farm, it's not so bad when you're used to all kinds of smells on the farm, so Noah was probably okay, right? So, here we go. Let's go from the beginning. So we got, what happened in the beginning? Creation, and then what? And then, right on. That was a good flood, people. Very good. Wow. That's better than, you guys all need to go into training, because they're going to just say, yes, check that off. After the flood, Noah comes out of the ark with his family. There's eight of them. And God says, multiply, right? And so they do. And at that time, everybody spoke the same language. Now, right here in this church, maybe that's easy to understand. We can all understand each other. I suppose if we all got together in a work project, though, even if we spoke the same language, how difficult would that be? We are going to go out and build whatever, a building, and all of us show up. We all speak the same language, and that's a challenge. But the people got together at that time, and they were going to build a what? A tower to reach the sky, right? So, they decide that that's what they're going to do. And it's interesting, if you know, in the Bible, it uses a guy's guys by the name of Nimrod. And we think about that name today, and it's kind of funny because it seems like not a very smart person. And you know, it's interesting history. You know what changed? Like the name Nimrod in that time was a very powerful warrior. And a hunter is what it means, a hunter. And you know where it got changed? As funny as it is, it's Bugs Bunny that changed it. You realize that? You know, who is Bugs Bunny's enemy all the time in the cart? It was Elmer Fudd, right? And Elmer Fudd, right? All you adults that when you call in sick, you have Elmer Fudd days, right? You say, hello. I'm not feeling so well today, right? Oh, I'm sick. But so Elmer Fudd's a hunter. Bugs Bunny, in the Bugs Bunny cartoon, he calls him, there, there, little Nimrod. And he's, in the cartoon initially, it was Little Hunter. But society took it and changed the name to this, you know, lowered its status. So interesting, that was a free one. That one didn't charge you for that one. So Nimrod, some of them say he was a leader, and they started to build this big tower. So picture this. So here's Bob, a couple of stories up. He's up on the tower, he's hammering away, right? And he sees Bill coming over there, and he says, "Hey, Bill. You bring me up some nails?" And so Bill is down here, right? And he's walking up and he hears Bob and he goes, "Vault Vestu, I call you McFishstone." And Bob's up here like, okay, there's something wrong with Bill. And so he calls over to Joe, who's down here. He says, "Joe, there's something wrong with Bill." And Joe is walking up listening to Bob and to Bill, and he says, Aroa mai te tu yaku e te ao me taku a ki tene. And you can see, there's no communication anymore. He's not getting his nails. They didn't finish the project. God brought down a change in languages. God came down and says, that's it. You guys are all speaking different languages. And he spread out the people. So what did we end up? We ended up with flood. And now put your hands in an elevator door and separate it and go nations. Right? We're opening up those doors, spreading it out. Okay? So let's try it right from the beginning. You got creation, fall, flood, nations. Wow, way to go. Do you know? Give yourself a hand. You just covered the first 11 chapters of Genesis. You just went through 11 chapters. Just like that. You know, and God has a plan. If we step back into Genesis, and so the fall of man, Adam and Eve have sinned and been kicked out of the garden, and God had a plan. What does God say? I learned this many years ago. In Genesis, I think it's 3:15, he says to the serpent, after everybody blamed everybody else, oh, that was the woman said it was a serpent, and the serpent's standing there. God says to the serpent, you will bruise his heel, and he will crush your head. So if I said, okay, after this service, and we're all done, we're going to step outside, I'm going to crush your head, right? That would be terrible, right? That would be, you wouldn't do that to somebody. But Jesus is saying that to Satan. He's pronouncing judgment. You get that right away? So he's saying, you know what? When we're done here, I'm going to crush your head. People, let's not forget the role of where Satan is at. He knows his sentence. And he thought all along, you know, oh, great. Adam and Eve sinned. God had a plan, and we know what happened. We talked about it this morning, about how Jesus came as a baby. Satan also figures he's got a plan. Well, you know what? We'll use Herod. We'll get him to kill all the people, right? All the male babies. That didn't work. We'll, you know, and even when it comes to the crucifixion, Satan's figure he's got a plan, but it's done. Jesus died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead, and the devil is done. Don't forget that. So, here's what I want you to do this morning. Just for a brief moment, if you want to stand up in groups of four or five, and I want you to try those first four symbols with each other. Turn to each other and do it. See if you can do the first 11 chapters. Come on. Encourage each other. Don't laugh at anybody else's symbols. Do the first four. All right, looking good. See, you remembered it. If you saw the promo video, I don't know if they showed the promo video. It said in there that when you're done, you should be able to do it in 3 minutes. And I was like, "Ooh, 3 minutes." I'm gonna say four. I'm gonna change that. Like, you got to do it in four because you'd just be not breathing in between. But so by the time you're ending, we'll be able to do the whole Old Testament in 4 minutes with hand signs. All right. So you see this map now. What we're going to do is I'm going to take this map and we're going to slide it right underneath your feet, okay? So lift your feet for a moment. Here we go. There it is. You are now sitting on this map. And I know some of you are really good at directions, but for today, would you bear with me? This is going to be north, okay? Okay, so this is north. That means that's south, that's east, and that's west, right? Okay, so let's just have a quiz here. Okay, so what is that?
South, north, west, east, south, west.
Up hasn't changed anything. You're all right. So I'm sorry if you guys get lost going home now, because that probably isn't north. But so, you know, God, from the first 11 chapters are kind of a broad perspective, those four main events. And then he kind of brings it down and narrows it down to a family. And he starts, you know, kind of a broad view, and then kind of narrows it down. And so, we're going to, after we're done, after when we said our last symbol was what?
Nations,
right? And then in this, you'll find in this seminar, we're going to use the brackets. These fingers are going to be your brackets. So we'll have different years, and we're going to adjust. So we're going to say 4,000 years. So let's make it about like that. So I don't know what your 4,000 years is like. But so we're going to go 4,000 years ago, approximately. Okay. That's going to be our next symbol. And then we're going to point over there. Because, well, actually, you know what? I'm going to need some help here. Somebody, let's see, I need a lady to help me here with this. Let's see if somebody's, who can I get here? You know what? Have you have any acting experience? Any acting experience?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so, and what's your name?
Rayanne.
Okay, would you stand up? Rayanne, right where you are. This is good. This is perfect. You're in a good, so, this, see up there it says Er? Say Er right there. You are? So, Rayanne is Er. Okay, so, you are
Er.
Right. Okay, so can you, like, this could really look good on your resume. Like, you say, I was a city in church once. Okay, so be a city. I don't know how you, like, I don't know. That's, I mean, this is a really nice city. So there you go. Okay, so Er. So everybody's, you can see there. Give her a hand. That's good. Okay, just stay standing so we know for a moment. Okay, so can everybody see Er? Can you see Er? Yeah? Yeah. Good. Good. All right. So that's, so what, where did we go? We went 4,000 years ago in a place called Ur. Right. Okay. And right behind Ur, and we won't necessarily have anybody. It'll probably be by the exit door or maybe somewhere in there. There's going to be a place called the Persian Gulf. Okay. So just so you get an idea. So you're going to go Ur, which is behind, then you're going to kind of dip your fingers in the Persian Gulf back there. Okay. You dip your fingers in the Persian Gulf, and you taste it. What do you taste?
Salt.
Well, I'm glad nobody said oil. Thank you. But, all right, so, that's where we have, and so so we'll go point again, we'll go, Persian Gulf, salt. And the way the story goes together, in a place called near the Persian Gulf, God called a family to be the salt of the earth. And the word salt, we'll spell the next four letters of who we're going to talk about. So Er, you can sit down for now. So now we know where Er is. All right? So if you're coming this afternoon, and if you change your positions, we might have to... No, it's okay. All right. So salt stands for Sarah, Abram, Lot, and Terah. Four people that we're going to talk about. All right. So I think I have time. This is like a... You know, you ever see a commercial where it's like, it's going to just start, or like a preview for a movie, and then it's like, oh, and that's what's going to happen, because we're going to get into that, and it's going to be lunchtime. And then you're going to have to decide, am I going to come back or not? We'll see. So here, what I'm going to do, I want somebody who's going to be here this afternoon, can I get a couple, like a married couple? Kind of need to come up here, married couple. And I need a married couple, a grandpa, and a teenager. Come on, don't be afraid. Somebody volunteer them. Somebody come up here. I want to... We got a grandpa. All right. Awesome. All right, now...
I've even got pictures.
Yeah, he's got... Okay, now I need a married couple. Somebody come on up here. Ready? Are you guys... Come on. Come on, Come on, join us. There we go. Yeah, she got up. Come on, we need you. And then we need a young man. Here, you want to join us, right? Awesome. Are you a bit of a troublemaker? You can be. Yeah, good. Because this is Lot, right? I'm sorry. You know what, Lot? It is sad, really, because back in Ur, remember Ur? See Ur over there? Lot lost his father, right? He died. So Abram and Sarah kind of took them on as their own, right? Okay, so they're good people, right? So come on down here to Ur, that whole family, all of you, come on down here to Ur. Yeah, oh, this is, I know you just walked down, yeah. So they're down in Ur, right? And so just stay here for a moment, because you live here, you might know the place. So you're down in Ur, And Terah, who's the kind of, he's kind of the patriarch, right? He's the family member. He takes his family from Ur. And oh, we forgot a couple of things. There's two rivers. Like, because the church isn't wide enough, but we'll go Tigris along the top of the, we'll do Tigris, and then we'll go Euphrates down over here, right? And if you can't remember Tigris and Euphrates, it's so easy. Like when my daughter, I have a 25-year-old daughter, by the way, and she's, when she was little, you know how they talk kind of with a little bit of a lisp, and she's, you know, first of all, you see the Tigris, and then you Euphrates. Right? So, you got that whole family over there. Abram, so what do we got? What does Saul stand for? So Sarah, Abram, Lot, and Terah. Okay, so let's just go over that. Who was Sarah? At this point, we're using the name Sarah. I know that somebody comes to me and says, well, her name was really Sarai. Yes, I know. But we're going to use Sarah, okay? And same with Abraham. He was Abram. He came. So who was Sarah? Abram's wife, okay? And who was Abram? Sarah's husband, which is a good thing. It worked out that way, right? And who was Lot? The nephew, right? And who was Terah? Yeah, well, he's the father of Abram, right? But he is a grandfather. Yeah, that's right. So, all right, so they come, travel along what? The Tigris and Euphrates. So you guys, come on up here. You guys traveled with that, your whole family. Yeah, get up. He's got it. All right, and they get to a place. You can come right up here because it's a long journey, right? They come up to a place. Yeah. Up here, and this is where we're going to point our next sign is going to say Haran. They came to Haran. Right? Okay, so let's go to this. We're going to go 4,000 years ago in a place called Ur, which is near the Persian Gulf. Okay? Which tastes like
salt.
Which stands for Sarah, Abraham, Lot, and Terah. And they traveled where? Along the Tigris and Euphrates to a place called
Haran,
right. Big journey. You took your family. You know, when you're... Sad thing about this and your acting career is that it is about to end. See, yeah. See, something happens in Haran. You know, and I don't know where all of you guys are at, but this might have affected you in your life somewhere along the line. Your family's together, things are doing great. Terah dies. Die. Give us. And he's, that was a good death. That was awesome. You know, you can get up. You guys stay there for just a moment. I'm gonna get Grandpa to stand up here for a moment. Yeah. Come on down here. I'm always amazed at how grandpas can just do that so well. But, what's your name?
Scott.
Scott, you know what? This part of the story, the Bible doesn't tell us much about Terah. But for me, there's something important in this story. There's a grandfather. There's seniors. You're not necessarily, you're really a senior, but you're going to be there. But there's a role for seniors, always. Just imagine the encouragement that Terah would be to Abram and Sarah and his family. That time of moving. Like, that would be traumatic. I mean, Sarah, she was happy in Ur. Why do we have to move? And here's Terah, grandfather. What you guys have to offer. Don't ever think as a senior that you don't have something to offer in the church. So, sorry, I've missed your name again?
Scott.
Scott. Let's pray for Scott right now. Would you pray with me? Lord, I pray for Scott and his life and where you have led him to be a grandpa. Lord, I pray that he would be an incredible example to his kids and his grandkids, and that even in generations they would remember who he believed in and what he stood for, that he would be encouragement always. And even in this body of believers, Lord, that you would use him in a mighty way. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Terah, go ahead, sit down. Thank you, sir. So, we're left with you guys. Abram and Sarah and Lot. Really important the things that are about to happen. So, God calls Abraham to leave Haran. So you guys can come on down, right? Come on down over here. Are you guys going to be here this afternoon?
If my acting career is over, yeah.
Yeah. And so, they left Ur, they stop in Haran, they lose a parent, they go through grief. And now they're about to go on a journey and they don't have any children. And God is promising them, I will give you a child and you will have more descendants than the sands of the sea. How hard is that when you don't have any children? And the promise continues. I mean, they have a wonderful lot here. But it's not their child. They want it, and God promises them a child all this time. And the incredible journey that's about to be before them that they don't even see years down the road. They don't see the nation of Israel that God has promised them. So go ahead and sit down. We'll give them a hand. Yes. We'll cover the rest of that this afternoon. I just want to point out a couple of things. If you have an iPhone, you can actually download an app that shows you all the books from the Old Testament walkthrough. I don't know why they don't work it for other phones. They just have it working for iPhones right now, and I think it does cost something. So you can go ahead and look at that if you want. But you know, I'm excited to know what how God is going to work in your life, and what promises He's made to you, and how He wants to carry through what He has in store for you. So this afternoon we are going to continue on in our study of the Old Testament, and literally we're going to walk through, and we're not going to be able to do everybody, but we're going to walk through the Bible, and I pray that it'll rekindle your desire to open up your Bible and read it. You can take my word for it, but open up your Bible and read it, and I really want to encourage you to do that, whether you're staying or not. So God bless you, and we'll see you this afternoon.